The Connecticut Department of Public Health is investigating an outbreak of COVID-19 infections at a Norwich nursing home. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard has more.
The outbreak is at Three Rivers Nursing Home, a for-profit facility owned by JACC Healthcare Group. State officials say 13 residents and two staff members have so far tested positive. One resident has died and several have been hospitalized. DPH Acting Commissioner Deidre Gifford says state officials were on site this week.
We have been looking at all of their infection control practices, the process that they've been using to cohort or put together individuals with the same infection status. That's important. We're making sure they're doing that correctly.
The new cases mark one of the largest outbreaks at a single nursing home in about a month, as COVID-19 transmission has significantly declined in long-term care facilities. Gifford says DPH is checking the facility's compliance with a governor's order that requires nursing homes to test staff weekly until there's an absence of new cases for 2 weeks. Jesse Martin of labor union SEIU 1199 says his members are among those who've tested positive.
We have members who work in this facility who also have family that are residents in this facility. And so they are wearing kind of 10 different hats, one being a caregiver, two being a worker, and another being a family member of a resident who is now at risk.
Martin says a combination of poor testing support from the state, inadequate staffing levels, and a lack of personal protective equipment continues to put workers and residents at risk. State officials say any findings of violations will be made public. If merited, the facility could face citations or fines. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.